Sean's science around ships.
Hello everyone, it is Sean and Robot here on Sean's Ultimate Ship, back for a third series. And we are on a mission to find out more about the science behind ships, and what could be better to help us than my good old trusty Botodex. Blown the dust off of it, it still works, barely. But any question you have about ships or boats or anything like that, then the Botodex has got it all covered. So I'm going to test it today with a really tricky one today, aren't we, Robot?
That's right. We haven't got a Scooby-Doo what the answer is.
No, I've got no idea what this is all about. So let's check it out. So I've seen boats of all sizes with what looks like a set of skis underneath. I know, it sounds completely mad, doesn't it? But skis on a boat, what is all of that about? And when the boat is travelling, they make the bulk of the boat rise above the water. It's really weird. Apparently, Robot tells me that they're called hydrofoils. Is that right?
Yes, hydrofoils. I know what they are called, but I don't know what they do. Not a Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, you've already said that already, which is why we've got the Botodex. Botodex, what is a hydrofoil? So it looks like, Robot, that these hydrofoils have been around for a while. It says here that hydrofoils were first seen in the late 1860s. An inventor called Emmanuel Farcot was one of the first to come up with the plan. And if you look at his design, he was using many little foils alongside of his boat to help lift it out of the water.
I thought the point of a boat was to be in the water. Otherwise, isn't it like a plane?
Well, actually, it says hydrofoils are used in seaplanes as well. But I still don't get it. I mean, what's the point? Maybe it's just to make the boats look super extra cool.
They do look super cool.
Hang on, we've got some more info here from the Botodex. So the main reason people install hydrofoils is to decrease the drag of the boat as it travels through the water. By decreasing drag, boats are able to travel at higher speeds while burning less fuel. It also means a smoother ride for the people on board, so could be a good choice if you get a bit seasick.
I don't get seasick. I just rust.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, you don't really agree with water just altogether, really. It's a bit weird that we've brought you on a series about boats. But anyway, putting foils on seaplanes makes the landing smoother and the takeoffs much quicker. The plane can get out of the water much faster with foils because there is less drag holding the plane back and stopping it from gaining speed to get airborne.
Sounds pretty handy if you haven't got much water.
That is good thinking. It might be very useful when taking off of short lakes or in rough water.
But how does the plane end up rising out of the water altogether?
Look, it explains it all here in the Botodex. Hydrofoils create lift using the same science that gets planes to fly. It's all to do with the differences in pressure on either side of the wing, or in this case, the foil. Foils create lift when the water travelling over the top surface of the foil goes faster than the water travelling over the bottom, and this happens because the top of the foil is either curved or angled. Oh, it says we've forgotten another reason people put hydrofoils on things. It says it makes things fun! Because water skis are pretty insanely fun anyway, but with a hydrofoil, they can be transformed into something that you sit on with your feet in front of you while you are floating on air behind a ski boat.
That's way cool.
And they can give even tiny boats a power boost, because there is less surface area rubbing on the water to slow them down. This means that even with gentle winds, a small boat can really get moving.
We better get moving too now, Sean.
I think you're right, Robot. All right, mate, we will see you next time.
Sean's Science Around Ships, with support from Lloyd's Register Foundation. Find out more at funkidslive.com/ships.